All right, the new year is here, and I wanted to go around the room real quick on the Joe and Alex Show, and you can also tweet us because we do care. Joe and Alex Show, what are your 2018 goals? What are your 2018 resolutions? Whatever it is, even if you've already messed up on them, you keep on striving towards it. Alex, what do you got? What are you trying to do?
Mine are more serious. I would say I tweeted what mine were too at YoAlexRaps with a Z. I just want to spend more time focusing. I'm really into politics, and I said I wanted to dedicate more time being more involved with politics on a local level, especially, and standing up for causes that I believe in strongly. And then another thing I wanted to really try to focus and designate like a special alone time, just like with the Lord, like doing some devotions and things like that. I'm really bad about making sure that I have designated time to like pray and things like that. And I'm definitely going to need that after Murder Monday today.
You've been needing to talk to the Lord for a long time.
Yeah.
It's long overdue.
So those are mine.
All right, cool. What about you, Producer MYK? I know you usually don't speak a lot about your goals all the time, but you got anything or no?
Nothing crazy. I just want to spend more time with family and friends, especially after this break. You realize what's important. You know,
yeah.
Always working my butt off. You know, I just want to spend more time with them.
That's
also
good.
Want to get like 10,000 steps on my app every day.
Oh, brother.
I like to walk my cheeks off.
I was going to say, like, not to sexually harass you, but your butt is looking kind of good.
Those glutes.
I've been walking like 7 miles every day, and especially in the hills of San Francisco.
Yeah. That's my nightmare.
Yeah, no kidding. That sounds like hell. But hey, good for you. It sounds like a wonderful thing.
MYK's journey. Hey,
one of my things to piggyback off of MYK is I want to lose 150 pounds this year. Now, if I don't do that, it's fine, but I want to lose weight. It's totally doable. I think I weighed in today, and I was 401 pounds.
Okay.
I think I got to check. And I'll do an actual update this week. I want to kick off Joe's journey that we've been talking about. Another goal of mine, and this sounds really silly, but it's serious and probably like embarrassing for my wife to hear me talk about it, but I'm open on the show about this. I want to have sex with my wife at least once a week.
I think that's a real... Actually, I think for any marriage...
And
to set a goal
know,
like that after you've been married a while, I think is important.
And if people don't know, I turn my wife down because I'm so fat and embarrassed. Like, I enjoy the physical pleasure of sex, but I'm so emotionally like messed up. I'm like, how can she enjoy this? Because I'm naked and disgusting and hairy. Live the web girl just threw up. Sorry about that. but that's my point. I think that's one of my things. And we're going to talk about it later on the show today, too. I think I've been struggling with something for a long time, and I finally am going to get some help for it. And I hope that it'll make me a better person, and everybody around my workplace and in my life will notice it, too. And also, I want to make some more friends, too.
When are you
going to
tell us what that is?
Yeah, what is that?
I'll tell you about that today around 8 o'clock or so. Right after you do the garbage today, I want to talk. Actually, I'm sorry. Let's do that at 8:30.
It'll benefit us?
I think it will, actually. Yes.
Okay, good. I'm all in like for that. Things
yeah.
that help me.
8:30.
Yeah, do that one.
That's when we'll do that one. Okay, and Live the Web Girl, anything you got going on for 2018?
I'm going to try and not be late to anything.
You late? No.
Which is hard for me.
No.
It always has been hard for me. And also, I'm going to try to get more fit. That's like it, pretty much. I don't know. I'm like not really like a big goal setter.
I like that you're.
No.
I like that your first goal is to be on time. Like that's your number one priority, which is good.
I'm like, can we quote this? I'm like not really a big goal setter. That is the most millennial thing I've ever heard in my life.